Hello and welcome to America Weekend. So nice to have you with us. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
So Leslie, I want to tell you a story.
Oh, good. I will get comfy.
Yeah, put up your feet.
Yes.
Your fluffy
I'll
slippers.
I'll grab a hot chocolate.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
You know, every day I go to the gym, I would say 4 to 5 times a week. Not that it shows.
You're good that way. And it does show, everyone, by the way.
I go very frequently. I don't do a long workout at the gym, but I go every day. It's part of a mental exercise as far as it goes, as well as physical.
You go in the morning usually,
I do
right?
go in the morning. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy who's very nice behind the front desk who started to call me Sunshine. He'd say, hello, Sunshine, every morning. I'm like, who's he talking to? That can't be me.
Okay.
I don't look very sunny in the morning. I just don't have that look about me.
I think it's meant as a compliment.
It is meant as a compliment. And he started to remind me of stories I told him because I didn't realize that every time I'd walk in, I'd have something, some sort of a gripe to tell him.
Oh.
Which is really not a sunny thing to do.
So was he calling you Sunshine in an ironic way?
It wasn't ironic. Oh. He doesn't have ironic about him.
Okay.
He just thinks I'm sunny to begin with.
Okay.
I mentioned the other day that as I was walking to the gym, it's about a 5-block walk, I see a guy coming from his little deli, taking a pot full of coffee and pouring it into a tree. Not that there are many trees in Manhattan, mind you, but the one tree that happened to be on the block was now getting a barrage of coffee in the roots.
Was the tree tired? Was it thirsty?
No, he was lazy because he didn't get rid of it the way you should.
Oh, so there's not some special benefit about giving a tree coffee that I don't know about.
Do you think there is? I don't think there is.
I wouldn't think so.
I'm not aware.
Okay.
I just thought it was kind of rude to do that. He reminded me that I had another story not too long ago. So I guess I have these stories and these gripes.
Yeah.
Another story that I had for him was that one morning as I was going to the gym, I saw a tiny mouse being pursued by 2 grown tall men with a trowel running down the street as they were trying to club him to death.
Are you sure it wasn't a small rat?
It was a mouse. It was a baby mouse.
Okay.
I came to his defense. I stopped them from destroying the mouse, obliterating the mouse. They were very surprised.
I bet.
But I felt really good about that. See, this was a good day for me.
Yes.
I saved a mouse.
Okay, but what if that mouse had been the one that gets into their place of business or eats their food or does something awful and they're just trying to rid themselves of the trouble?
I agree. We don't want them in our homes or our businesses. This was on the street. It's fair game on the street.
Well, maybe they chased him out, but he knows his way back in.
He may know his way back
in. I'm serious. They know where they're going.
You're taking the part of the guys?
I'm taking the part of the guys.
All right, I'm taking the part of the mouse.
Okay.
Okay. So I remember I was telling this young man these stories, and I realized I have a lot of stories to share with people, my gripes about the world. And he said to me, you should have a show. I said, it's funny you say that, because I have always wanted to do a one-woman show called What's Wrong with People.
That's a good name.
Yeah, What's Wrong with People.
That's good. Why don't you do that?
I want to.
That's a brilliant name for a show.
Thank you.
Yes.
And one of the things that I believe is wrong with people, tell me if I'm crazy, if you're walking across the street in a crowded day and cars are trying to turn, must you take that moment to text?
Oh, well.
Must you take that moment to slow down and spell on your phone?
Right. So why don't you just surprise them with a big, long car horn.
Oh, yeah. I look at them like I do my incredulous look.
Yes.
You know, which is, you know, gesticulation and hands on all kinds of places. But I find that people are very, very self-centered, would you say?
Yes.
Narcissistic?
Oh, totally unaware of how their actions affect other people.
Those around them.
Yes.
It makes me crazy.
I have a similar but different gripe. Okay. I don't understand if I'm pulled over on the street and I've allowed enough room for another car to go around me, you could drive a bus through it, why you have to stand and wait until I'm done unloading and beat me as if I'm holding you up. I'm not holding you up. Your inability to drive through an opening is what's holding you up.
They obviously have a spatial problem.
They don't. Can't you see?
I don't know.
You have a Fiat and a pickup truck would go through this hole.
This is another part of What's Wrong with People.
Yes.
That's coming up soon. Hey, it's Valerie Smaldone. Hope your day is going great no matter what's happening.
What's wrong with people? I'm Leslie Gold.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What would you do for $1 million? Well, social psychologists know, and here's the science of it. even in this difficult economy, 16% of the population said they would punch out their boss. But get this, 24% said they'd do it for free. 20% of the population said it would take $1 million to get naked in a public place. 30% said they would strip down for $100,000. 14% said they would cut off their arm for money, but 80% said no way. And get this, 6% said they would compromise their mate's sexual integrity for $1 million. Shame on them.
Hey, for $10,000, I'd wear the nightgown my grandmother was buried in.
What's the cheap psychological trick? We do what we need to do to survive, but when you sell your soul, you can't buy it back. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. When California made global headlines several years ago for a landmark law requiring a 25% cut in industrial greenhouse gases by 2020, critics assumed the worst. Though climate change in this country is still under some debate, two studies show these green laws are actually benefiting California's economy and public health. Economic analyses now show the regulations are increasing economic production by $27 billion, overall gross state product by $4 billion, and overall personal income by $14 billion. Further, under the California Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006, 300 premature deaths will be eliminated statewide, avoiding almost 9,000 incidents of asthma and avoiding 53,000 workdays lost to illness.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.